Libby Purvis, Yachting Monthly podcast, January 2014. Never mind the shopping. Oh, the boat show. Feel those plastic cards are throbbing and are wriggling in your wallet. They long to escape and buy you beautiful, bone-dry, shiny new bits of kit to distract you from the horrid, dank state of your actual boat. No, let us forget the retail therapy and consider instead what sort of New Year yachting resolutions to make. I know, resolutions are out of date, everyone laughs at them, they cause people to enrol in expensive gyms on the 1st of January and throw away all the high-carb foods in the larder, only to relapse at the first hard frost and skulk on the sofa eating pies. But I still believe in them, if only as devices to remind oneself of habitual shortcomings which ought to be dealt with, ideally this year, or next. Anyway, here we go. For me in particular, it is a critical year for improving at sea, because Wild Song is now home from her 18,000-mile passage to Cape Horn. She has a brand new set of sails and returns to the status of family cruiser. So, first, I resolve not to be so nervous the night before a passage. It is completely pointless. One has decided to go to Fastnet or wherever, check the forecast, collaborated in the passage plan. We can always dive into Kinsale if it heads us. We have provisioned the boat. There's no point permitting oneself to lie awake imagining things. Though, as a very wise Falklands veteran told my son on the eve of his transatlantic tall ships race, in the whole history of seafaring, nobody's ever really wanted to go the night before, but once you drop the warps, it'll be fine. So, whatever it takes, slug of whiskey, firm word to self, volume of P.G. Woodhouse in a warm bunk, I am not going to waste the eve of every trip feeling weird and pathetic. Secondly, harness and life jacket. All the time. As routine as a bra. They're light and neat, they don't get in the way, nobody sensible laughs at you for wearing them. You don't have to clip on when it's flat calm and you're reading in the cockpit. But knowing that you can clip on fast, if necessary, is good. And it avoids that horrible moment of trepidation when you finally decide that things are getting so dark and windy and rough that everyone must go and find their harness and put it on while feeling a bit sick. Thirdly, reef early. The new sails cost a fortune. They must be treated with as much respect as royalty. Curtsy to them if moved to do so. Anyway, boats go faster when they're more upright. Well, probably barrelling along at 45 degrees when you don't have to is for macho racing guerrilla show-offs who wave their yellow wellies over the edge. As Molesworth One would say, I discard them. Fourthly, never forget the ginger. Biscuits, crystallised ginger, ginger root to gnaw on. Nothing fends off seasickness more efficiently. Fifth, do not take so many damn clothes. Of course one needs a waterproof plastic bag with emergency t-shirt and trousers, but there's no excuse for the ragged, crazy bundles of tattered cotton detritus which accumulate in lockers after years of sailing, simply because every time you go to the boat you dig out another set of rotting saltware in case you haven't left enough on board. It's one thing to despise fashionable posers in their smart, untravelled socialite cow's outfits. It is another to hoard 40 very, very old T-shirts, even if they do bear the faded names of every boat in the Festival of the Sea 10 years ago. Sixth, on the other hand, lay in a good supply of throwaway paper pants. Nothing knocks the glamorous shine of yachting more than a heaving, sealed plastic bag of unspeakable laundry. Paper. Male or female, you know it makes sense. Biodegradable, of course. And seventh, never go sailing without a land-based guidebook. Stormbound or having the engine fixed in some undistinguished harbour, you need more than the pilot book's vague observations like Busy Little Town. When we sailed round Britain with the children, the two most precious volumes aboard were Frank Cooper's Sailing Tours, Victorian accounts of blood-curdling local history alongside the pilotage, and the AA Book of Britain's Coast. So there you are, resolutions, knickers, ginger, guidebooks, wardrobe discipline, confidence, and lots of early reefing. So what are your resolutions, I wonder?